I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One of Liberia's oldest radio stations, Radio ELWA, burned to the ground Tuesday night. However, partner 8CJB Global's Lee Sonia says
the transmitter was actually in a separate building at a different location. So the transmitter is okay, and they actually had a small emergency portable studio at the site of the transmitter. So they are already back on the air.
Radio ELWA has been destroyed and rebuilt twice since 1990. So even though the staff is in shock with his third destruction, they are resilient. Keep praying as the recovery process begins. We have links to how you can help online. Next, famine continues in the Horn of Africa, and while food is important, so is water, since the lack of that is what caused the famine in the first place. Executive Director of Life Water International, Joel Harbison, is in Ethiopia sharing their expertise with villagers. They're partnering with the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makani Jesus Development and Social Service Commission.
We're finding that water actually gives us a tremendous avenue of an entry point into communities that would otherwise never have access to the gospel.
Teams going to help train nationals to duplicate their efforts. You can support LifeWater's work in the region by praying, volunteering for a trip, or supporting the work financially. And International Mission Board workers hope that women's rights protests in Yemen lead to a life in Christ. Recently, groups of educated Yemeni women have been burning their veils to alert the international community of unequal rights. An IMB worker says younger women want to explore more life paths than just marriage and child rearing. The search for freedom is opening doors for Jesus to step through. Pray that Yemeni women would find freedom in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.